Jowhead is here, and this is Jowhead and the Celestial Choir. Now, who comprises the Celestial Choir?
Introduce. Good evening, Gaylord. Good evening, everybody. The Celestial Choir consists of Claudia Gunson on keyboards and voice, Eric Cohen on drums,
who is not here today.
Unfortunately not here on this occasion. Lisa Siegel on the bass guitar. Brian Turner.
WFMU knows him.
On lead guitar. And Katie Gentile on violin.
And now you usually perform with Eric, as you did at the shows last night and Thursday.
Mm.
And how is it performing without the drummer for this session?
Well, I think it's always good to be adaptable to different situations. Now, Eric's been abducted by a craft from a different space-time continuum, and sadly, we don't know when he's going to be returned, if ever. But it was great playing with him while he was on this plane of existence.
Right, and if he does return, he may have his memory wiped, or he may be a changed person in ways that...
Indeed, we have to take this into consideration. So the next time we see him, we can't assume that he'll remember any of the songs. But he might be able to teach us some songs from wherever he's been.
That's right. They will have implanted these. Maybe they'll implant false memories of songs of another time, another space.
Indeed. That will be a very stimulating experience.
I would hope for as much.
Yes.
Yeah. Now,
let's take some positives from this.
Right, exactly. Sure. Your alien abduction, there are some positive sides to it. Now, the thing is, I can't say that I miss Eric, because he's not a personal friend of mine, unlike everyone else in the Celestial Choir.
Eric is very dear to us.
Yes, and he is, like I said, I don't know him, but I know everyone else intimately.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would have been awkward if I had just been really super friendly to him and then alienated all my other friends who are in the band. Now, how did you come up with that name, Celestial Choir?
It was implanted in my mind during a particularly stimulating full moon occurrence. And I felt moved to respond to it by immortalizing it in the name of this immortal combo.
Yeah, and now I should just point out that you're like Ricky Nelson in that song Traveling Man. You go to different ports and different cities around the world, and there's a band waiting for you.
I am very fortunate in that respect. I'm traveling to Washington, D.C. tomorrow, and I have a band waiting for me there. And we're called something different. We're called the Fleeting Glimpses.
So, do you spend as much time coming up with band names as you do writing songs?
Well, I think it's important to have a different name for each combo rather than pretend it's all the same
thing. Right, exactly. If you were to go around and say, oh, this is my, you know, whoever band I'm playing with is, we're calling you Swell Maps, that just wouldn't be fair.
Well, it wouldn't give any respect to the individual players, would it?
No, it would not treat each combo as unique and organic in its own right.
Each musician I play with, I try to encourage them to express themselves, and each combo does have a distinct vibe or sound, holistically, whatever you want to say.
And I really like that. That if you're seeing a show in New York, you're seeing a show in the UK, or you're seeing a show in Washington, you're getting variations on a theme. It's sort of like, you know, if you had a piece by, you know, Beethoven, whoever the orchestra is will be playing it differently.
Precisely, Gaylord. Yes, we're at one there, yes.
Yes, we are in agreement about that and only that. No, I think we have other points we may agree on. Let's find out what some of them are.
Well, I think even with the same combo, it sounds different from night to night anyway.
Right. Yeah, and the fact that, like, as we said, this session was without a drummer, so mm-hmm. even that adds a different flavor to things.
Mm.
Now, it must be, are you quite chuffed about playing in a venue called Cake Shop? I mean, yeah.
Infinitely chuffed, yes.
Yeah,
ultimately,
I mean,
chuffed.
Yeah, it must be like how, you know, Mr. Wembley feels, or Miss Budokan when they go into their place, and
Mr. and Mrs. Poole and there's some Wembley. Yes.
Yes. Because it's. I mean, when you wrote that song, surely you didn't think someone will name a music venue after this song.
What are the chances of that happening?
Yeah.
Curious indeed. Yes, I went there and I said, well, that's a coincidence. I've got a song called Cake Shop. And they said, duh. We named the venue after your song. And I didn't dare presume that.
Right.
They have a cake in the window. You know?
Right. It, because when people think of cake shops, the second thing they think of is your song. The first thing they think of is a shop that sells cakes.
Yes.
But I think this is changing things around. And I like that you're changing things around. That for some people, the first thought when they hear the words cake shop is to follow it with girl, or follow it with Zhao Head, or follow it with Swell Maps.
Mm.
And then maybe a shop which sells cakes.
Well, to the discerning listener, certainly.
Yes. Yes, and I think it's fair to say that WFMU is the home of the discerning listener.
Without a doubt, Gaylord.
Thank you, Chow. The new record. It's called, let me get the name right, without looking at anything. I'm going to look. Confessions from a Twisted Tower.
Indeed.
And that was performed with your band back in England,
Indeed, yes.
The Demimonde.
The Demimonde, indeed, yes.
And so when you make songs in, I guess this came out late last year.
Indeed.
What is the Zhao Head of 2013 compared to the Zhao Head of, say, 1983? Musically speaking.
Well, I've managed to gather the resources and the people to make a more diverse set of sounds. And I'm very pleased with the combo now, because we use cello, we use electronics. I've got Catherine, who's got a marvelous high soprano voice, and a couple of contributors on guitar who make some very interesting sounds. And I'm very happy with the combo we've got at the moment. It's a magical combo.
It's just wonderful when you find the people whom you can create, with whom you can create.
It's impossible to do this artificially. It's something to do with planetary alignments, I think.
Right, and when you come up with songs, do you just come up with songs on their own, or do you think this is a song that I think this group of musicians would really work well with?
Well, I have to give credit to the musicians I work with, because they will often inspire an idea. And sometimes we improvise, and that will bring some ideas in. Like, I can think of a couple of tunes off the top of my head, which the germs of those songs came out of improvisation, yes.
Right, so it's not just working with other people that inspires you, but it's also knowing that you can take musical chances and they will meet your challenge.
Exactly, yes, yes. We inspire each other, yes.
And now, going back to Swell Maps, did you, in your wildest dreams, think that this would be a band that would endure, you know, three decades hence? It's got to be a little odd.
Well, at that time, as far as I can recall, we weren't really thinking about the future at all. We were just enjoying the moment.
Right.
And, in fact, for myself, certainly, those times seemed very troubled and very, very chaotic. And at times, subconsciously or consciously, I'd think we couldn't possibly make it as a civilization until the end of the century. But look, we're still here. It's incredible.
I know. It's marvelous.
It's a marvel.
Yeah. And you also had a long, long, maybe 10 years in television personalities. And that
10
was,
years, indeed.
Yeah. And once again, another journey with you know, ups and downs and marvelous, you know, heights and difficult weirdnesses.
Yes, certainly, yes, yes, some very strange experiences, yes.
And I'm sure
you would. Marvelous journey.
And I'm sure you wouldn't trade any of those experiences for you know, King's Ransom.
Oh, well.
Maybe a few of them you would trade in.
Perhaps one or two of them. But
for a sandwich, maybe.
It's important not to regret anything in life.
That's yeah, I think
a waste
that's
of energy.
That's what I'm getting at, yes. that they all lead to some ultimate...
Indeed, yes. You know,
culmination, I suppose
yes,
you could say.
Yes, yes.
And now, for those who don't know, you are not just a sound artiste. You also are a visual artist. And do you find that if you're, say, painting, do you find that you don't expend as much time on music, or are they separate for you?
Well, for me, the two things feed each other. Like, for instance, when I was finishing off the album, I was thinking, what am I going to put on the cover? And the title inspired a painting, which went on the cover, you know, so that's one direction it feeds in. And also, while I'm painting, for example, music will be going on in my mind, and I'll start thinking of a tune or an idea while I'm actually painting. So it's difficult fitting everything in.
Right.
The day is never long enough, you know, but fortunately, the two things don't interfere with each other. Quite the opposite, that they feed each other.
Oh, yeah, because I know some people who have different disciplines who do separate, and others who absolutely integrate and allow and are being musical when they paint, or being, you know, being visual when they create music. So it makes perfect sense. You know, I'm not saying it's, you know, purely like synesthetic, but it's something like synesthesia.
They're all different points on the spectrum of creativity for me.
And now, you've been in the States for how long this time, for this tour?
I've been here for nearly a week.
And you mentioned that you have a show in Washington. What else is coming up?
A show in Washington, and a show in Arlington, and a show in Baltimore.
Oh. And this is all with this band.
The Fleeting Glimpses.
And so if you're in the greater nation's capital, please see Jowhead and the Fleeting Glimpses at a musical venue not named after a song he's written, unfortunately. But maybe you'll inspire them. They'll change the name of one of these.
Maybe
temporarily, maybe permanently. I think they owe you that.
Would you like me to explain about a couple of the new
please
songs
do,
if
please
there's
do.
Time?
Yeah, I would love
well,
that.
Well, I have a new project called Ars Longa Vita Brevis.
Oh, I understand that, because as someone... We're getting on in years, and what do we leave here?
Which roughly translated from the Latin, I believe, means life is short, but art endures.
Yes.
And I've been writing some songs about interesting artists who work in the visual arts that have inspired me. And the first one I wrote about William Blake, which is Ghost of a Flea on the new album. And I also wrote one about Elizabeth Siddell, which ended up being called Ophelia. And that started the ball rolling. I thought, wow, you know, this is a really big field. Who else can I...
I mean, there are thousands upon thousands of visual artists who have... I'm sure impressed you, and some who maybe sometimes their art speaks for itself. Sometimes you should speak for it.
Yes. Well, so I decided there's the interesting stories here and interesting personality. I just don't want to write about somebody painting, you know.
Right. That's been done.
Yeah. I've started writing more songs when interesting stories present themselves, an interesting angle and interesting personalities. So there's one about Hannah Hoch, I should say, the German Dada photomontage pioneer, a marvelous underrated artist in my estimation. And also one about Joseph Cornell, local lad. From Queens, I believe, perhaps.
But, yes, a New Yorker.
And also Louise Bourgeois.
Oh, yes.
And she was settled here.
Right, she's been, yeah, she'd been in the States for most of her time. Mm. She left France.
That's
really
right.
Young. Yes, her sculptures.
She inspired two songs, in fact.
Oh, well, she deserves two songs. She's
one of the songs we did in this session. Yes. Called Arachne.
Right, because she has her spider sculptures.
I started writing a song about Louise Bourgeois, and that was part of it. And I eventually surgically separated the two sections of the song, so there's two different parts of it now.
Now, is it now, if someone gets the record and they think, oh, I can, let's play Spot the Artist. Which artist is Joel talking about? It's like, oh, this is, oh, Arachne, Spiders, Louise Bourgeois. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes, and the same with the
and
Cornell
also one
song.
About Joseph Beuys as well.
Oh.
And Joseph Cornell, yes. The two Josephs.
Ah. It's a marvelous. And so, did you do research for it, or did you?
Yes.
Some of these, like, oh, I know a story about, you know, Joseph Cornell, or it was like, what interesting thing has happened in Joseph Cornell's life that would inspire a song? You know, it's.
Oh well, I was particularly struck by his periodic fascinations with young muses, and so I was reading particularly about his fascination with a couple of young ballet dancers, and Pavlova was one of these.
Wow.
And also he had a thing about Hedy Lamarr, the film star, among other film stars.
Right. Both and interesting people, Anna Pavlova and Hedy Lamarr. I mean, interesting lives.
Mm.
Like the whole thing where Hedy Lamarr was in making all these amazing inventions during like wartime.
Indeed.
Yes. She had quite the brain on her.
There's a song in there somewhere.
Yes, there is. Yeah, I'm sure someone out there.
Yeah.
Write that Hedy Lamarr, amazing wartime inventor song.
Quite. And and a lot of his work seems to be dedicated to some of his muses and enthusiasms, let's put it like that.
Right.
And he would build what I describe as shrines to their memory, really.
Because sometimes being an artist is being an obsessive personality.
Exactly.
And it's fair to say maybe you have had an obsession about these artists that you were able to get out in song.
Mm.
So it sort of perpetuates the idea of artistic obsession.
Yes, so I thought rather than do everything myself, this is a ripe area for collaboration. So I asked my old friend from Swell Maps, David, who's called Frone Sportsman in the band, if he'd like to contribute. So he gave me some words about Kurt Schwitters,
which
I've set to music. And so that's a great waltz we got going there. And I've asked a few other musicians to get involved. I've got some friends back in London in a marvellous band called the Rude Mechanicals. And they've written a song about Henry Darger,
which
they're about to record.
So
for
it's so
the project.
Funny that it's not just big name artists. It's your Henry Dargers and, of course, your Kurt Schwitters and people who are, you know.
I think the more. Yes. We can focus on people who deserve more recognition, the better, really.
Right.
And also another band from Glasgow called the BMX Bandits.
Of course.
Douglas and Norman have recorded one for the project about Ferdinand Cheval, the French postman, who made an extraordinary palace in his backyard using bits of stone, and he just sort of
so
collected.
You have your high artists, your folk artists, your so-called outsider artists, just people who have that creative spark
and
have done something with it, and sometimes they've had acclaim, sometimes they've had some sort of notoriety, I suppose. Sometimes just anonymity until they've died and someone looks in their attic and there are drawings, as in a Henry Darger, for example.
Indeed, yes. Nobody knew about his work at all until after he had died. There's You could say that's tragic in a way, but you could also say, isn't it a marvelous discovery?
Yeah.
But I think you mentioned a good word, the obsessive angle. And I think that's an interesting aspect of it. You know, the artist can often get obsessed about his or her subject, and we can often get obsessed about their work in turn.
Right, and we, the radio DJ, can get obsessed about the musician who's obsessed about the artist.
Yes.
So it just goes round and round. And
exactly,
and
yes.
And yes, it's...
You can't beat a decent obsession.
No, it's what makes a... It just makes the world more interesting.
Yes, exactly.
So I just want to just wrap things up and thank you again, Jowhead and the Celestial Choir.
It's been an enormous pleasure to come here again.
Yes, sure. Anytime you want to come back, just please do.
Marvelous.
And again, this is Gaylord Field, WFMU, and all that. Thank you so much, Jow. That was fantastic.
Good night, everybody. Sleep well.